Is there anyone else out there who has not stated your name and from where you're calling? You can do so at this time. Anybody else? Okay, at this time I'm going to turn the call over to our host. I believe it's Minister Tiffany.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
God bless
you. Thank you, my sister Candy, for spiritually seating us and greeting us this morning. We thank God for the Master's call, and we thank God for this day, for truly this is the day that He has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank God for each of you who have tapped in to the Master's call on this, I think she said, finding a friend on Friday, which my friend is Jesus, and there is no one like Him. I'm telling you, He is there for me whenever I need Him to be, and even He is good about even correcting me. And sometimes we don't like it, but you know what? Correction is a good thing, and I'm just thankful for who God is and what He is doing, because truly He is working in a wondrous way. He is doing mighty things, and they are being illuminated and magnified in a supernatural way. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Dallas, Texas, it is my privilege and my pleasure to welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. And we thank God for the Master's Call. It started out on October the 25th, 2010, by the founders that I just named here, and the mission statement that the Lord put into their spirit when this call started was that this call would be here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And the scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, here on the Master's Call, it is truly all about the Master. So we thank God and we bless God for His faithfulness, and we just thank Him for who He is and all the things that He's doing, He has done, and will continue to do in our lives. We do have a website for this call. So if you're interested on going online and going back to all of the messages that have been archived on our website, you can visit us at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you're interested in being a prayer intercessor on this line, a leader on this line, if you just have a prayer request that you don't want to say out publicly on the line, or you just have words of encouragement, or you just need information, send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will respond to you. So we bless God again for this opportunity and for this call, which goes forth every Monday through Friday at this appointed hour. The vehicle that brought us all together is none other than a great, phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International. Some people say, "Are you saying artists like, you know, the people that draw pictures?" No, I am saying artists, A-R-Y-D-S-S. It is a health and wellness company, Christian-based, founded by the D.S. De Leon family over 20-plus years ago, that is changing lives all around the world. As our motto says, an appointment with artists will change your life. And all roads lead to Henderson, Nevada, to the Lowe's Lake Resort Hotel, where we will be gathering for the Extravaganza 2012, and I hear that things are already happening. People have made connections. People have been giving hugs. Great things are in store for those of you who are there, and if you are not able to make it to Extravaganza 2012, you can still be connected. Make sure that you go online to www.artist.com and click on the link that clicks you into the live stream, because they will be streaming live from the resort. So you still have the opportunity to be a part. If you have Twitter, you're doing social networking and social media, there will also be a Twitter link that you could hook into as well. So just make sure that you stay connected. If you're on Facebook, use Facebook too. So we want to make sure that even though you're not in Nevada, you are still connected to the vision and to what is going to happen this weekend. So traveling graces to each and every single one of you who will be traveling today and tomorrow. We know that we will see you and we will greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. So at this time, I'm going to call on one of my sisters to come to the line this morning and go ahead and open up this call in a word of prayer so that the word of the Lord goes forth. Are you there?
Yes, Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
God, Psalm 37, 3 through 7 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and live securely. Take delight in the Lord and give him your heart's desires. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act, making your righteousness shine like dawn, your justice like the noonday. Be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. Don't be agitated by one who prospers in his way." Father God, we just come to you this morning giving you praise, honor, and glory. We thank and praise you that you told us in your word to trust in you, Lord, and as we're trusting in you to do good, and as we commit our ways to you, Lord, to wait expectantly for the good things that you have for us. Oh, Father, we thank and praise you that we get up this morning committing our days to you on the master's call. Father, we thank and praise you that we know that you have worked everything out for your glory and for our good. We thank you, Lord, that you told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, your righteousness, and all things, not some things, all things will be added unto us. So we thank you, Lord, that we can come together as a family on the master's call to hear what thus says the word, the Lord, so that we will start our day as you would have us to have it, and so that we will get those things and do those things that you have for us, and that we will be a blessing to others. Father, we thank you so much for the family that's gathered down at Extravaganza. Father, we thank and praise you that they all made it there safely in Jesus' name, and those who are on their way, oh God, that you give them traveling grace, traveling mercies, that all connections are made in Jesus' name for their transportation. Father, that you bless everything that's going to be going on there, Lord, that you be with the DS De Leon family. We know that there's a lot going on, but you have already given them instructions on how to do it, and they are carrying it out. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. P.K. Robbins, Dr. Vanessa, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that they're even going to have a call down there. That is faithfulness, Lord, and that you just bless each and every call, oh Lord. Father, now be with the airwaves of this call. We bind Satan in Jesus' name. We bind the hand of the enemy and all his cohorts that might want to interrupt, disrupt, interfere with the word that is going forth. And we loose the anointing on the airwaves in Jesus' name, that it is going through with clarity, oh God, and that the word that we are expecting, oh God, comes from the throne room of grace, straight from the speaker. Lord, that you've already downloaded a mighty word in her. Bless her family indeed. And Father, we just thank you that we can come before you to hear what thus says, Lord, to order our days so we can go out and be those ministers in the marketplace as you have called us to do, with obedience, oh God, and with core values. We give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for clearing the heavens and just opening us up with a warm, warm morning prayer. It's great to be able to command the morning, and I agree and stand in agreement with everything that you have just called out, because we know that we are blessed indeed. So at this time, it is time for the word of the Lord, and our speaker for this morning She is currently the prayer general here on the Master's Call. You hear her voice during the week. I'm telling you, she is so faithful to this call. She's an inspiration. I tell her now, I tag her as the woman that comes with that on-time word from the Lord, because every time she speaks on Friday, that message is right on time for me, as it is for many of you. And I just thank God for her faithfulness. I thank God for her commitment to this call. I thank God for her commitment to her family. I thank God for her commitment to her community. And one thing I could tell you about her, she is truly a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And at this time, it is a privilege, an honor, and a pleasure to bring to you this morning my sister, coming from the East Coast this morning, none other than Robin Wilson from Jackson, New Jersey. Robin, are you there?
Yes.
Minister,
can you hear me?
Okay, I can now. Loud and
I'm
clear.
Sorry
go
about
ahead.
That.
Take it away, Minister Robin. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you also, sister. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. PK. And I want to thank Dr. Vanessa for allowing me to be able to just come on the call and just minister to our family. And I always start with ministering to me first. Hello, family in Las Vegas. Good morning. I will be there next year in Jesus' name. And today I want to come before you, and what the Lord has put on my heart, family, is for us to be consistent. Be consistent. Dr. Vanessa has been talking to us and teaching us about having a code of ethics and just doing the right thing, doing what God tells us to do. And then he is saying, be consistent. We know that there's power in the word of God. We know that God himself, he had the word. He is the word. The word abides in him. So how much more do we have to have that same word living in us so we can be victorious in every single area that we have in our lives? We are God's people, and he wants us to be empowered. He wants us to advance his kingdom. He wants us to tell others about his goodness, his love that he has for them. But we have to be consistent in everything that we do. We have to make sure that we put God first. We have to make sure that we have a spiritual ear, that we're tuned into the word. You have to be alert. But in order to be alert, you have to hear the word. Deuteronomy 28 tells us to hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. We want the Holy Spirit to speak to us so that we can speak to others. But again, we have to be consistent. We have to spend that time in the word. And we are his sheep. He's the good shepherd. And the word says, the voice of a stranger, we're not going to follow. So remember, as I mentioned before, we have this vertical relationship with God. We're spending time with him. That's up and down. Going to our Father. He speaks to us. We speak to him. We hear his word. We receive the word. We do the word. We act on the word. And then horizontally, we go and we impart the word. Being that minister in the marketplace, being that minister in your home, being that minister at your place of employment, being that minister at extravaganza, being that minister in the parking lot, the gas station, the airplanes, wherever we are, being consistent in what we are supposed to be doing for the Lord. We always talk about focused faith. Stay focused. Think about Mary. She sat at Jesus' feet. She gave him all of the attention. She spent time in his presence. And that's what we have to do. A relationship is not monotone. We have to be quiet and we have to listen. We have to be corrected. He corrects those that he loves. There is nothing wrong with being corrected.
And just as Dr. Vanessa said to us, we need to go back and we need to look at ourselves and make sure that everything we're doing is lining up with God. God is true. God is right. Remember, doing the right thing, being consistent. So again, Joshua, how was he being consistent? He meditated on the word. And that's what the Lord tells us to do. Meditate on the word day and night. That's in Joshua 1:8. Do it. Observe it. This is how you're going to be successful. Timothy said the same thing. Study, 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 study to show yourself strong. Strong in God. A workman who's not ashamed of the gospel. Study, whether that's one scripture or a passage, but go back to the Lord and ask him, what does this mean for me? What do you want me to do, Lord? How can this change my study? You want to meditate on the word. You want to rest in the presence of God. You want to be alert as you spend time in the word. And then you want to search the scriptures for the word of God. Find a scripture, family, for your situation, for the report that came from the doctor, because you believe God's report. You believe God's word. You know he said that he is going to supply all of your needs. So find that scripture. Ask him, Lord, how does this apply to me? Show me. So that you will have that word and you can stand on that word and you know what that word means. And when doubt comes or when fear comes or when negativity comes or even when we're having a pity party, the word which is alive in you, the word which is bigger than that circumstance, the word which is bigger than those tears will rise up in you mightily, and that will be what you stand on. Everything else has to go in the name of Jesus. So study the scripture. Find a scripture. Stand on that scripture. And again, 2 Timothy 2:16, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word, eating the word, taking it apart, asking your Father, what does it mean for me, Lord? And then in 1 Timothy 4, verses 13 through 16, you want to give attention to the word. It's not just a storybook. This is life to us. Men and women live this. We're living this now. So you give attention to that word. You believe it. You stand on it. You can't just speak it and don't believe it. You have to have faith to believe his word. Remember, he says that when you pray and you believe, it's when you believe that it's already done. So you give attention to the word and you believe the scripture. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto that circumstance, the word says the mountain, you're telling that circumstance to be thou removed. You're telling that circumstance you can't stay in my life. You're telling that sickness, I am the healed of the Lord. You're telling your pocketbook, you're telling your checkbook, God supplies all of my needs. So you're saying, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. That's the big part. Shall not doubt in his heart. So here it is, we speak it, but you can't doubt. And then he says, but shall believe. You believe what you just spoke, or are you just saying it? Or is it just a vain repetition? Is it just the word that's coming out of your mouth because somebody said, oh, that sounds good. Okay, I think I'm going to repeat that too. No, you don't doubt. You believe it. Then it shall come to pass. Then you shall have whatsoever you say. So you want to pray the scriptures that you find. You want to personalize them. When I study the word, I put my name in there. You want to visualize it. I tell the Lord, Father, make it clear for me. Put it on a movie screen so I can't miss it. You want to memorize that word. Pick one and start with that. So you want to personalize, visualize, memorize. That's what we want to do. We want to see God before us. We want to see his word in us. That's what Jesus did when he was on this earth. He walked it. He believed it. He spoke it. He acted on it. He did it. And we saw the anointing of God, him here as a man, go through things that we have gone through. There's nothing that's taken him by surprise. There's nothing in your life that Jesus has not already overcome. So again, you personalize it, you visualize it, you memorize it, because you're being consistent. You know the word. That's important. In order to know it, you got to study it. In order to know it, you have to believe it. In order to know it, you got to act on it. So that's what you want to do. You want to know the word. You want to believe the word. You want to study the word, and you want to act on that word. And when we do all of these things, we're going to see changes, big changes in our lives and in the lives of our family and in the lives of our friends. I decree it in the name of Jesus because God said it, and he is true, and everything else is a lie. And he said, because we are the body of Christ and because we are strong in him and in the power of his might, then by us allowing the word to live big, let it live big inside of you. Let that word saturate you. That word is your medicine. That word is your food. As you eat it, it causes you to become victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for that, Lord. We are victorious in you, Lord. And the word is part of your daily conversation. Every single day, you should be speaking life over yourself, life over every person that you meet. You are that light that dispels that darkness. Let them see that in you. Let them see that there is something in you that they need. Let them be drawn by the anointing of God that is in you. Remember, we want to take as many with us to heaven. We're snatching them out of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. But you can't do that if you're not consistent. Because if you're not consistent, you don't know the word. But we, as men and women of God, we will be consistent. We will know the word. We will speak the word. We will memorize the word. We will visualize the word. We will personalize the word. And we're going to speak it over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you. Have a great time at Extravaganza. And I say, Minister Tiffany, back to you. Live victorious, family, in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Robin, for that on-time word. Be consistent. That is powerful. Those two words speak volume. And one thing I like about what she said you need to know it, you need to act it, and you need to believe it. See, all three of those things work together. So I thank God for you because truly, you know, I'm in a place of procrastination right now, and I know that if I was just a little bit more consistent, then everything will work out accordingly to the way that God would have without me interfering in the plan and without me holding up the plan, that I will walk into the victory that he has promised for each and every single one of us. Just move yourself in a consistent manner, and watch God show up and work out in your life. At this time, will my sister come to the line and close us out in prayer this morning?
Hallelujah. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. Go ahead.
Good morning. Let us go before the throne. Our Father, we come before you this morning as humbly as we know how. God, we want to thank you for waking us up to see another day that you have created, oh, Father God. In your wisdom, God, We know that you are our light, oh, Father God, and we look to you, oh, Father God, for everything. This morning we want to thank you that we will heed the word that has been sent forth, oh, Father God, from your servant, Minister Robin, this morning. God, we thank you that that word falls on good ground this morning, and not only will be hearers of the word, but God, we'll be doers of the word. We declare and decree right now, God, that that word falls on good ground, Lord God, that it will produce the harvest that you called it to do. Father God, but only that can only happen if we do believe and we pray without doubting, oh, Father God, then we will be able to move those mountains. Lord God, we declare right now that we have the faith, we have the strength to hold up our brother, oh, Father God, that we are our brother's keeper, God. We thank you right now, God, as we come to you, Lord, thanking you for a shepherd of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, oh, Father God. We thank you for her obedience and her faithfulness, God. We thank you for her shepherding, God, for stretching us, God. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh, Father God, her co-founder, Father God. And we lift up at this time our prayer requests, God. We know we cannot call them all by name, God, but we ask you to stand in each circumstance, oh, Father God, for Minister Gwen Beatty, oh, Father God, for the Chavis family, for Dion Dempson, for Minister Tiffany, Nikaya Edwards, for Papa Preston, God, and Marie Preston, for Mr. Reese, God, and LaShawn, oh, Father God, to all the prayer intercessors and those that come on this line, oh, Father God, to give a word, oh, Father God, of encouragement to your people, God. We thank you for them right now, God. We know that you're able to heal, God, high blood pressure, diabetes, oh, Father God. We know that you are a healer of cancer, oh, Father God, because your word says by your stripes we are already healed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, God. We thank you right now, God, that you declared the end before the beginning, oh, Father God. And if we stand in our faith, God, we know that we will see that victory that you have already predestined for us, God. We thank you right now, God, for overcoming emotional and mental problems, God, for school and behavioral issues, God. We thank you for creative ideas, God, for problem-solving abilities, God. We thank you that you're opening up new opportunities right now, God. You're closing doors that need to be closed, and you're opening doors that only you can open, oh, Father God, and no man can close, God. We thank you this morning right now, hallelujah. We thank you for your spirit being on this line, God. We thank you right now, God, that you'll bless each and every family that's represented, God. We thank you that everyone under the sound of my voice, oh, Father God, will receive their anointing, God. They will know their purpose, God. They will know the will for you, God. We thank you right now. It is in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we believe, God, that you're alive, and we believe that you're changing things right now. All is well in 2012, Father God. We thank you right now. We stand on your word. Father God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you. God, we ask God to Vanessa to open the lines and let the enemy hear, God, that we're giving you praise right now. Hallelujah. We'll give him a 15-second praise, God, to let you know, God, that we hear your word. We stand on your word right now, God. Hallelujah. We're not alone in this time of consecration, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We believe in your word, God, that you're real, God, that you're doing things, God. You're healing and you're removing burdens, God. You're canceling yokes right now, God. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we stand together, Father God. We are our brother's keeper, God. Hallelujah. We stand up, oh, Father God. We hold up each other, Father God. When we're weak, God, we have a brother or sister that will hold us up and make us strong, God. We thank you right now. It is in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan, your work is done. Hallelujah. Your assignment is canceled, oh, Father God, and we send it back to the pit of hell. Sevenfold from which you came, Father God. We thank you right now. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. God, we thank you for this word today, and we seal it by the blood of Jesus, God, that it will do what you sent it forth to do. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name that we end this prayer in expectation, God, that your promises are true, and they will come forth as you call them to be, God, because your word will never return unto you void. Hallelujah. We thank you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for closing us out in such a powerful prayer this morning. To you, Minister Candy, thank you for spiritually greeting us and seeing us this morning. To you, Minister Willa, thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. And Minister Robin, thank you, thank you, thank you for that on-time word for us to be consistent. And what would this call be without each and every single one of you? thank you, thank you, thank you for your faithfulness and your consistency to this call each and every Monday through Friday. It is definitely a pleasure to be connected to the TMC family, and we love each and every one of you. At this time, we have a special guest that's going to be coming to the line right now via Henderson, Nevada, who wants to share with you a few words. I'm going to see if she's on the line right now. Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you out there this morning?
I am. Good morning. Good morning, my dear Master's Call family. It is wonderful, absolutely super fantastic to be able to be on the call with you this morning just for a few moments. I tell you, I give God the glory and the honor. The message this morning was off the chain. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for allowing me these few moments. I was very intentional about trying to get on the line this morning to share with you what I have seen so far here at Lake Las Vegas. It's off the chain. Oh, first of all, are you hearing me?
You're breaking up really, really bad, Dr. P.K. Can you go to maybe a different spot so you can come in a little clearer? You're really breaking up on it.
It's a lot. I was hearing it really well before you opened the line, so I don't know if you broke the line.
Okay, that's a little better.
Yeah, it's close to the line, I'm still getting feedback. Let me see. I'm right here by this window. I haven't had any problems with this call in receptivity. Okay. Good morning. Good morning again. This is out here in Las Vegas. We are out here in Las Vegas, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Tiffany has said this morning, this is P.K. Roberts, and I am right here in Las Vegas. And you all, I'm going to talk real low because I'm looking at the moon out my window, and so it's very early here. And for those who have gotten here early today, it is a rest day for them, the beginning of the day, because most of them registered yesterday. But let me just tell you, God has blessed. I have had an opportunity to see and meet and greet Mom and Pop, Diaz de Leon, and the theme is believe. And as I was listening to the word this morning, to hear you talk about believing in the word and believing in what God has given us, the word that just popped in my heart is from Ephesians 2 and 6. And God has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It is just heavenly here. I've seen the leaders. I've, seen Dorothy Cook and Marie Preston, Gail Mathis, and just so many other people. And the most important thing that you guys need to hear and know is that there are so many people here who are saying that they have listened to Master's Call, to the Master's Call, and that they are so, so blessed. And so I just can't, the spirit of expectancy here is so high until I just wish that everybody could be here so that we could just love upon all of you, but we'll do it the best we can through the phone. Now, at 7 o'clock this morning, we're going to meet downstairs in the lobby area. They are working on getting a room for me. I've talked to a couple of the people. I talked to Phil LeBlanc yesterday, and so they are working on getting a room for the spiritual edification for this conference. And because we have people here who are Christian, we have people here who are not Christian, meaning that they have other religions, and the pluralistic flavor of this place is just absolutely phenomenal, and it is respected, and you know, you got to know how to do that. So we are just so, so happy for the opportunity to meet those. We are who we are, yes, we are, but we are going to be respectful to those who they are as well. And so it's going to be open up for everybody who wants to come. And so we'll have a place at 7 this morning and 7 this afternoon. I mean, 7 in the morning, and that's Saturday morning. And Sunday morning is already is going to be off the chain bad. Just let me tell you, this thing is so pretty. Lord, I wish I could get all of you here. Pastor Vanessa, I'm looking for you getting here. I don't look to do this alone. Tiffany, I'm looking for you to come on in here because, hey, we're going to need some help to get done everything that needs to be done. And I am so thankful for this time to just share with you all that God has a place in heavenly places for you to sit, for all of us to sit together and to enjoy that which we have put in the ground. It's time for us to start reaping. This really is time for us to leap into that time, that those blessings of God. Yes, I moved from the window, and I hear the feedback now, and I'm getting off. God bless you. I love you all. I'm looking to see all of your faces in this place who are working with you here. God bless you. Love you. And have the faith that was preached to us about this morning, spoken to us about this morning, that God will do all things as he has promised in our lives. God bless you. I love you. Appreciate you. Back to you. I don't know if this passed.
It's Tiffany. I'm here, Dr. PK.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, gracious one of God, for coming to us and giving us those words of exhortation and telling us how fabulous it is in Henderson, Nevada. I am getting ready to transition to the plane, so I will be seeing you all shortly this morning. Went to the airport last night and wasn't able to get out, but I am getting out at 7:30, so I will see you guys within the next few hours. And Dr. Vanessa will be in flight as well, so just know that we will be there shortly to meet and to greet each one of you for being a part of this call. We will be having prayer requests and praise reports immediately following this call. Dr. V, I won't be able to tag team with you today, but I will definitely be back on the line on Monday. So truly, you have dialed in this morning to the presence of the Lord here on the Master's Call. And as we say all the time, be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Go out and obey, submit to the will of God and the plan and the purpose that he has for your life. As Minister Robin said, be consistent and walk into victory. We love you. We're praying for you all, and we will hear you on the line on goodbye for now.
All righty, Miss Tiffany. Look forward to seeing and hugging your neck, and it is always so, so good to hear your voice, Dr. PK, and look forward to seeing you and Marie and Godmother and all of our artist family later on today. And now, as we always do on Fridays, we want to take our prayer request. This call is rooted and grounded on prayer, and the petitions or the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so we are excited to hear with anticipation. We're going to definitely keep on lifting up extravaganza. Again, thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that praise report, and I'm so glad that you're there and that you all will be praying this morning, and we look forward to joining you tomorrow morning at 7 there. And we see how early in the morning it really is out off the West Coast, so we love you and appreciate you. So if you do have a prayer request, please star 6 and go into the queue, and we will take your praise reports and the prayer requests this morning. I do see one person in the queue right now. We're going to go out to Houston, Texas, to Miss Angela. The floor is yours.
Good morning, and thank you, Dr. Vanessa. I was just asking for prayer this morning. My mom is because she had floating blood clots or something. She having it put in her leg as we're speaking this morning. Just asking for prayer for her. Her name is Helen Barber, like a barbershop. And also, I'm en route to court this morning. So I'm just asking that you pray for me on that in that area also. And my praise report is that, you know, everything is going well as far as work and everything else, and I did get my home sold and everything that I was praying for. So I thank God for that. So it's just working. Everything's working it all out. I'm just asking for prayer for my mom this morning because she is in surgery this morning, and as well as asking for prayer for myself. I'm on my way to court now. Thank you.
Amen. So we will be praying for that favor. We know it's already done. For court, we've been wrapping it up in prayer and just believing for the Jehovah Nisi victory, and we've got your mother, Helen, lifted up in prayer, sending the word of Jehovah Rapha of healing as she's in surgery. All right, going all the way out to Henderson, Las Vegas, by way of Houston, Texas, Marie Preston. Good morning, good morning.
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa. This is early in the morning for me. Now, my hat's off to those people who are on the West Coast and different places that get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and be on the inspirational call. God bless you. And I heard Dr. PK out there this morning. I got a chance to see her yesterday. Me and Dorothy Cook, we got a chance to see her. And so we was glad to see her. We're going to get with her a little bit later today. I'm getting up and getting out of here in a minute. But to Angela Richards, God bless you, the elite ladies of expression, go with you. We praying for you. We hope all go well with you. We know it is. We gonna speak it into existence that God has got you. To our artist family, it was so good seeing everybody yesterday. And I want special prayer for my papa. I'm here. He's doing well. In 2012, he's doing well. So we want special prayer for him. Dr. Vanessa, I'll see you when you get in a minute. Honey, love you. And Godmother said.
Good morning. Good
here
morning,
she is. She want to talk
morning,
to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My prayer to everybody to get up early, too. But, you know, we are early risers. So it was truly a blessing to see in Dr. PK. Can't wait to converse with her today. She looks good, you guys. She looks good. So I want you to know God got her and we got her and Pastor Vanessa on you and everybody's on the line this morning. Thank y'all. My prayers are with you also. If y'all would keep my granddaughters in prayer, I have two of them that y'all know. My one granddaughter went home to be with the Lord, but her twin has the same challenges she has. So if y'all, her name is Alicia Banks, and then my other granddaughter has, the doctors say she has Crohn disease, but God says she's healed. And my son is still having medical challenges. So if y'all would lift them up and keep them in prayer, I would appreciate you so much. I love you. God loves you more. And we are having a blast at Extravaganza. Pastor PK, come on over and have coffee with her. Yes, ma'am.
What is your granddaughter's first name with Crohn's and your son's name, please?
Jazzy Starks is her name.
Jazzy, that's right.
And, yeah, that's my baby granddaughter. And, I got another granddaughter now, but about 3 months old. So. But, I'm telling you. But, yeah, she was a baby. Jazzy Starks, she's 16. My son's name is Leroy Banks. And my other granddaughter, the twin of the one that went home, her name is Alicia.
Right.
Pastor PK, come on, have coffee with us this morning. Listen, y'all, we are enjoying it out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, Dr. Vanessa, I'll see you when you hit Las Vegas, Nevada.
All righty, I'll be in a couple hours this evening, and I will sure be looking for
okay.
You.
Please come to my room when you get here, baby. Look for me. Look for me.
Okay. We got your prayer request, but thank you so much. And we are just honored that our platinum presidents press in, even when they're out in Las Vegas, to call in, have been so supportive of the call from the very beginning. Our jump-out sisters, Martha Marie Preston and Godmother Dorothy Cook, we love and esteem both of you so, so much. All righty, going out to Indiana to Miss Jackie. The floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I bring you greetings from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, you're
I am here this morning. I'm just a couple doors. Yes, I'm here, I'm here. I am here. I was able to visit with Marie Preston, Dorothy Cook, and our precious P.K. Roberts yesterday, and I'm thanking God for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the safe journeys out here. I came by way of Atlanta. I left Indiana, went to Atlanta, and then to Las Vegas, so I'm here. It's been a long journey, but I'm here. I am calling in to request prayer. As I was traveling, I got an email from one of my relatives in North Carolina, I'm sorry. And I have an uncle, my uncle James Braddy, B-R-A-D-D-Y, has prostate cancer, and he just suffered a stroke. So I want you to keep him uplifted in your prayers, if you would, because I know God can heal it all. We know that what God can do, we already had a pastor to be healed from that, and I spoke with him yesterday, too. So you guys keep my uncle lifted up in prayer, and we're asking for a miracle in his life. So thank you.
Amen. Well, we got you covered in prayer, Sister Jackie, and know that God is with you. So glad that you're out there. Look forward to hugging your neck later on today as we'll lift up your Uncle James in prayer. And just believe God for a total healing from head to toe. All right, headed out toward Chicago for our other faithful speaker. I was glad to hear that the procedure went so well on Tuesday. Evangelist Glenn, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning. God bless you all. Wow, I am so honored to give this praise report, and I tell you that truly the Son of Righteousness has arose with healing in his wings and have come forth through the prayers of you wonderful, wonderful people of God. I thank God for people who know how to get a prayer through. Dr. Vanessa, I'm so grateful for Jehovah Rapha, the God of healing that you released and that text to me. Well, I'm leaping for joy this morning that things have gone as well as they have. And I know, as you said, a miracle in the making. This is truly, I'm giving glory and honor for God just working his demonstration power through me, because this is truly a faith walk, and I'm so glad that faith people are standing with me every step of the way. And furthermore, I want to just esteem God so highly today that when people call and say pray, and you have people that pray, take time and take your name and lift it up before the Lord, you just don't know the impact of that standard in your life. God is able, people of God, and I'm just giving him the glory and honor and looking for the total satisfaction. God, I know it ain't like him. If he don't do nothing else, I'm satisfied. But I know that's not like the God I serve. He completed work. So I honor, if I was there at extravaganza, they would probably have to hold me because I'd be rolling all over the floor. So it's probably good I'm not there, because I know they don't want to change that place into a heavenly worship place, because I tell you, the Lord is real in my life. And I'm just thankful. I'm so thankful. And I just want to get on this call this and bless each and every last one of you. And I know God is going to take care of all of those prayer requests. So I love you, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, all of the Platinums, everybody who prayed for me and are still praying for me to see this thing all the way through, step by step, inch by inch. It's in God's hands. So thank you so much. I'm just bringing joy this morning, and I'm bringing praise for this difficult place that I have had to walk. I know it's a reason, but God is preserving. If he walk with me, I can go through it. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. I tell you, it's our honor. And to continue to bombard heaven with a prayer request for your total healing. Well, if there are any more prayer requests, we'll take those now so that we can go on and close out the call. And lift up. I hear you, Minister Robin. Floor is yours.
Okay. Hi. I do have a couple of prayer requests from some of my colleagues.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is for a 2.5-year-old little boy named Savion, S-A-V-I-O-N. His last name is Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y. He had brain surgery, and they removed a quarter of his brain.
Ooh.
And
okay.
Then the second one is for Charles Gaines, G-A-N-G-E-S. He fell and hit his neck on the refrigerator, and now he's paralyzed. So he's having a difficult time, him and his family, with that.
Okay.
And then the next one is for his granddaughter, Naya. Her name is spelled N-Y-I-A. N-Y-I-A, she received a scholarship to go to the Dance Theater of Harlem for their summer program, and she has to come up with at least half of the money, and they believe in God that she will.
Okay.
And then last but not least is her mom, and her name is Charlene Gaines, G-A-N-G-E-S. She needs a full-time job.
You said Charlene?
Yes. Thank you.
Mom needs a full-time job. All righty. All righty. Okay, so any more prayer requests? Okay, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And the prayer requests we have, that we know that we have a Lord that hears and answers prayer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you today. We celebrate you and all you stand for in our lives. We love you. We trust you. We honor you on this Find a Friend Friday. We have found you as a faithful friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we come to you now, Father, knowing that you are that same God that hears, but at most, Father, you answer prayer. So as we stand in the gap, as we make up the hedge, as we bombard heaven with these prayer requests, we already know that it's already done in the realm of the Spirit. So we come in behalf, Father, asking that you intervene with Angela's mother today, Helen. You be the Surgeon General. Walk into that hospital room, that procedure right now on her leg. And we speak to all those involved, all those operating, touching, just being in the room. Father, align their minds, their hearts, their hands with you. And we call this surgery, this procedure, successful. And her mother healed and hold with Jehovah Rapha in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the favor of God with Angela as she goes to court. Father, she's been faithful for this journey for such a long time, and we continue to speak your words at Isaiah 40, that fourth verse, where you were going before Angela, making every crooked pathway straight, every rough place smooth. I thank you for the divine intervention. We arrest the works of the enemy, the unjust, and we speak forth the justice of God. I thank you that as Angela walks into that courtroom, the favor of God, the hedge of protection around her, the countenance of you shines, and you will show up and show out in her behalf. We call forth the Jehovah Nissi, the victory of God in this entire situation. We thank you for Marie Preston. We lift up Papa right now. We send the word of healing to his body from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing, preserving health, wholeness, healing in his very being. We thank you for the peace of God that surrounds him, God. He loves you with all of his heart. So I thank you that you are his comforter. You are his healer. You are his way maker. And we lift up Dorothy and her prayer request, Father, for her granddaughter, the twin Alicia. We thank you that we speak healing to her body. Lupus is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We curse and cancel Crohn's disease in Jazzy. It's a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We don't negotiate. We don't beg. We don't plead. We speak the word. We send the word of healing. Father, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just like the centurion soldier, we have the same kind of God faith to know that as you send the word of healing, as you activate the atmosphere on their bodies, touch every blood cell, every organ, every tissue, every muscle. Do an overhaul by the blood of Jesus. It drives out everything that's not like you. I thank you for total healing and wholeness. And we lift up Leroy. Continue to do a work in his body, in his life, in Jesus' name. Father, Dorothy's love for her family, continue to strengthen her. Give her wisdom beyond her years, words of encouragement for her family, and she has been the matriarch, the pillar. Continue to keep her strong, rooted and grounded in you, a hedge of protection around her. I just thank you for the peace of God that rests on her. Oh, Father, we lift up Jackie. We thank you for her Uncle James, and we thank you that the devil has come in for bad, but you're turning it around for good. And with his stroke and with the attack on his body, his blood cells, turn it around now. We send forth Jehovah Rapha, the healing virtue. Father, cancel any idle conversation of those who will not speak life and life more abundantly. Put around those who will speak and decree your word that Uncle James shall live and shall not die, and he has many years left to serve you and be a blessing in the kingdom of God. We call him healed. We call him whole in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we come in concert, in one accord, in harmony, as we celebrate what you're doing in Evangelist Gwen's body. I thank you for the success of that procedure. I thank you for the strength that you're giving her, that Nehemiah 8:10, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. Continue to let her feel the prayers of her TMC family, the prayers of the righteous, and lift her up, for she has been a frontline warrior in the trenches for many years. So I thank you that this fiery dart of infirmity has been quenched, that has come against her body, and as she is taking this walk of faith, give her concise, clear eyes to see you working it out for her good and for your glory. We call her the healed in Jesus' name. We thank you for the prayer request brought forth by Minister Robin for Savion Wesley. We speak to his brain. We send the word, God. We send the word, wholeness, healing. Let that little blessing be a miracle in the making. Speak peace to his parents, to his family, Father, because the devil, just like he tried to take out Jesus, just like he tried to take out Moses, just like the enemy tried to take out the seed, because he was stupid enough to touch this child, use him mightily for the kingdom of God. Let his life, let him have a long, rich legacy. Let him harvest many souls into the kingdom. Father, we send the word of healing to Savion. Everyone who comes in and around him speaks the life of God, speaks the strength of God, speaks all the healing virtue of God into this child. And we call him victorious in Jesus' name. We thank you for Charles. And even though the neck injury has left him paralyzed, we know you are still Jehovah Rapha. We send the word of healing to his neck, to every bone. We call it healed. Reverse, God. Change, touch, do a miracle. Let your glory be revealed in that situation. Keep the peace of God within him and his family. And what the devil has meant for bad, you are turning it around for good. For Naya, Father, the granddaughter that received a scholarship for the Dance Theater of Harlem for the summer, bring in the provision for the vision. You are Jehovah Uri. You supply all of our needs. You meet it all. So I call it in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Every finance, prick the hearts of those who you have ordained, even from the beginning of time, to sow it to her vision, to sow it to her talent. I thank you that this money shall come in speedily. Give up the harvest of God, and we speak forth all that is needed for her to go. And the favor of God, even when she goes, Father, the talents that you put inside of her, let them be trained and tuned and honed for your glory, that she be an instrument of worship for the kingdom of God. And we thank you for Charlene, her mom, who is needing of a full-time job. Order her steps. Favor, favor, favor. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And even in this time, when it says, though we may fall, we are not utterly cast down. You have the exact job for her, the God-ordained opportunity for her. So I thank you that we clear the heavens now and that you bring her forth to that place called employment. Now, Father, even for the unspoken prayer requests on this line, we lift them up to you. Every member of our Master's Call family, meet the needs, Father. Give peace to their hearts. Intervene, God. We dispatch Michael, the Archangel of War, to war on our behalf. We curse at the root every assignment of the enemy, every hex, every curse, every spell, word spoken against us. Sever it at the root and send it back sevenfold into the face of the enemy. We continue to lift up Extravaganza 2012. Father, this conference, this company belongs to you. We put you first in everything we do. You told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all the other things would follow. Now as we convene, as we conference, as we commune together as a company, as the schedule, as the events, as the new products and ideas are rolled out, make us good ground. Good ground to receive the seeds of business. We are your ministers in the marketplace. We speak a spirit of excellence on this conference, a spirit of unity released in this place, a spirit of expectation and anticipation. Thank you for the traveling mercies of all of us who are coming. Thank you, Father, that you're yoking our heart to understand it's one vision, one God, one company that is bringing about wellness, health and wellness, to the body of Christ and to all those. It's a tool, it's a bridge to bring in others into the kingdom of God. Have your way as you would do it by the Spirit of the Lord at that conference, God, from beginning to end. We thank you that you are in charge. Now, Father, as we seal this call, this time of intercession and prayer, breathe on these prayer requests. Breathe, God, on these petitions. Father, we thank you that it's already done, that they're already answered. The angels have already been dispatched in our behalf. The word will not, shall not, cannot return void. We celebrate in advance because we know it's already done. So we thank you that our find a friend, we found a friend in you this Friday. And as we embrace you, we thank you, we celebrate you, we worship you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, each and every one of you, for being on the call. Keep us in your prayers this weekend. Looking forward to an exciting time. For those of you who are not there, or you're with us in spirit, and not this year, but already claiming for next year that you will be there. And so while we are apart from each other, but never, ever out of the presence of God, we speak the blessings on each and every one of you. Have an awesome weekend. And we look forward to hearing you shout out on the line on Monday. Again, as we always end the call, it's now our turn as part of the Master's Call family to submit and to obey the specific, detailed, tailor-made call that's on your life by going out be God's minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome weekend in Christ. And bye-bye.